Welcome to Bois. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Patrick.
And thanks for showing up for show two.
So the first show has been out for a couple of days. How do you feel? How do you feel to be internet famous in the houses of millions of people now?
I was kind of worried about what people would say. Well, it's not as funny as Hoofcast. But, you know, I explained to people that it wasn't Hoofcast. It's a completely different show.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing.
It's just for, you know, our ramblings.
Yeah. This is more, you know, like, I don't know. I kind of thought of it as like Hoofcast After Dark. Just kinda, it's like a relaxed, more tame, almost more serious show than what Hoofcast was. Not really, but whatever. As serious as we can possibly be. I have a few things that people have said about the show.
Okay.
If you want to hear them.
I guess. Sure. Go ahead. I try to not pay attention.
Well,
I mean, even if it is good, that's great. But I, you know, at this point, I'm a little self-conscious.
Well, the first thing I have is totally, it's kind of neutral, I guess. This is from a good friend of ours, Taryn. Mm. She said that she's ordering a power bracelet right now.
Oh, great.
So your sales pitch on the last show seemed to have worked.
I should get paid royalties or something.
Yeah, we should get sponsorship. Since they have, I mean, seriously, like their Facebook page has like...
nobody on there. I think I was the second person to talk on the page.
Yeah.
Literally the second person.
And then Joanne, who was a good friend of mine that I used to work with way back in the retail days, said that that thing I was talking about with the chicken guts and the blood is actually called psychic surgery, which I knew at some point in my life, but that's what it's called, in case you're wondering. Updates from first episode.
So he uses it visually, but he's actually psychically...
psychically taking it out of your body.
All right. Makes sense.
This is from... Chris, one of my favorite people in the world, one of the coolest people I've ever met. Anyways, his blessing gives credence to our show.
Okay.
So Chris says show's awesome sauce and that Sheena is gold.
I'm gold.
How do you feel about that?
That's you're a
more
good
of
comment.
A, more of a bronze or brown.
Brown, yeah.
In my opinion.
That's pretty good. Thank you.
And then finally, Logan, who's a Hoofcast listener, said that he loved the show today and will continue listening when he remembers.
When he remembers, wow.
So that's positive.
That's awesome.
But anyways.
You know, that doesn't even need to be in there. Like, why would someone write that in as the end sentence?
I don't know.
When I remember.
If I, if I feel
well,
like
well, I want to say that
well,
I like the
went
show.
Well, he went on to say that he thinks that there should be a system that goes and grabs all of the podcasts for you that you really like,
mm-hmm.
which I think is the subscribe
favorites?
Button oh. on iTunes. But he thinks there should be an app for it, which I'm sure there probably is. But anyways, thanks to everybody who wrote in. We gave out an email last week, and I think we're going to change the email to Bois.
Yeah.
Exactly the way that the podcast is named, without the exclamation point. BoisPodcast@gmail.com. Send us all of your interesting comments.
Or maybe something you've read that you want us to talk about or you want us to know about.
If you remember.
Right.
Send us an email at boispodcast@gmail.com.
Go!
I'm a huge basketball fan. If I'm a sports fan at all, it's all basketball. Like, I watch football just because basketball's not on, usually. Hate baseball boring as hell. Was my favorite sport up until I, like, I don't know, could play a video game or anything else that was interesting to do. And I watch hockey every now and again, but it's hard to see the puck, and I don't see so well to begin with. So I need like better glasses. You know, you need glasses to see the fucking puck in the first place.
I don't really watch hockey, so I'm not sure.
Binoculars, something. You need something to see that goddamn thing.
And plus, we're not Canadian, so yeah. We're not interested.
A lot of people don't know that about me, that I'm like a huge sports fan.
Yeah, I tell people at work that you're, you know, all about the game, and
it depends on what it is.
Well, basketball.
Yeah.
Tell them that you're like, you're into basketball, and they're like, really? He doesn't seem like someone who likes sports.
Yeah. I get that a lot. People wouldn't think that I'm into sports. And
you don't wear,
seriously,
like,
if there was anything that I could do for a living, doing audio for, you know, like TNT or ESPN or something like that, that'd be the dream job. I would say besides maybe doing something like this, like doing a podcast, because this is so easy. I just show up. I don't even have to put any thought into this. I just talk.
True.
This would be the greatest job ever, I think. Doing Hoofcast for a living would be like my dream job. But if I had to take a step down from there.
I don't know. It wouldn't be my dream job for you. Because, no, ever since you started the show, you just have really vulgar humor now.
I didn't have vulgar humor before?
Not as much. Mm-mm. And I don't have to, and now I have to listen to all your kiddie porn name games and masturbating over a cliff with somebody's tears. I mean, that stuff is horrible, and I hate hearing about it.
But am I like that in real life, though? Do I throw out stuff like that all the time?
Well, now you do.
Do I really?
Yeah, since the show.
It's part of the writing process. I got to come up with stuff somehow.
I know, and that's why I'm saying it wouldn't be my ideal job for you. I don't want to hear it for the rest of my life.
I think I could separate them. You know, it's like this show's kind of different. I can kind of separate the two.
I know, but you got to think when you're working, that's, you know, I would say 70 to 80% of your life. Because you're there all the time working, and then when you're not working, it's only a couple hours, and then you're sleeping. So you would be doing Hoofcast all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you wouldn't be able to change. You'd be thinking about stuff that you could do for Hoofcast all the time.
Doing I'm always
you know, whatever they're called to me, and then the doing the Eskimo impersonations. I hate them so much. And I hate when you talk to me in their voices.
So hey there, Sheena took. Come on in here and, you know.
No.
Well, you know.
So, no, it would not be.
There's certain boundaries that I keep with it. Like, I won't ever say the kid porn names at home.
You do all the time.
I do not. I never throw out the kid porn names.
Never mind. The only place I've heard them lately has been at work because people are obsessed with your show now at work. And now I'm like, oh, great. I wish I wouldn't have brought this, you know, to work so they could hear it because they're always going on about kiddie porn name game or, you know, your new Star Wars episode. So I guess you're not doing the kiddie porn name game. Just they are.
Kiddie porn name game is such a, like, phenomenon. It's something that came out of just, like, me looking at a guy and going, hey, when they're nine, they're mine.
Mm.
And then I just had this, like, epiphany of, like, you know, I could come up with tons of these. I didn't even come up with that one. I don't even know where that came from. And then I just started doing it, and people laughed at it. And then next thing I knew, every fucking person around me was doing it. Like, every single person I knew was throwing them at me. And now I get emails all the time, people just sending me random names. I'm sure I'm on all sorts of FBI watch lists by now. Go! Well, speaking of sports, there is an article that came out, I don't know if it was today or yesterday. For our listeners, it'll be next week sometime. Or last week sometime, I guess. To them, it'll be last week.
Yeah.
Anyways, there was this guy. I thought it was hilarious as soon as I read the title. There's this this tennis player who was playing, and he wasn't doing so well. And there's this guy up in the stands who's there with his toddler. Looks like a toddler in the video. And the kid
or a midget.
The kid is crying, and he's getting more and more frustrated with the match. But
the
he's
guy
also
is?
Yeah, the tennis player. Oh. But he's also getting frustrated because there's a kid screaming up in the stands. Because I don't know if you've ever watched like a tennis match.
It's really close.
It's really, really close. It's really, really quiet. Yep. All of the sound is amplified from the court out.
Yep. All and you can hear is. Ugh!
You know, that's one thing, going back to ESPN, I don't understand why, if you like sports, you're automatically lumped in as somebody who likes all sports.
Right.
So, like, I want to see the highlights of the basketball games that happened last night. Maybe some of the football, some of the news that's going on with this and that, you know? But I get to watch fucking highlights of tennis and golf, and they're bringing on people from the UFC and boxing stuff and everything, every single sport in the world I gotta sit through. And it's like maybe out of the hour that I'm watching SportsCenter, because I always watch SportsCenter when I eat breakfast because there's nothing on in the morning. There's literally nothing unless I want to watch fucking Matt Lauer ramble on about something that has nothing to do with anything that's going on in the world. Look at this. Look at these cute little kitty cats over here. Isn't it nice that people like cats? Meanwhile, it's like people being incinerated in another country. We don't talk about that because that would bring people down before their morning commute. But anyways, SportsCenter is like it's like my morning news. I get to wake up and it's boring enough to where, you know, it's not something I really got to concentrate on while I'm kind of waking up in the morning. And it's interesting enough to hold my attention.
Mm-hmm.
But out of the, like, 60 minutes that I have to sit through an episode of SportsCenter to get all the highlights and stuff, there's maybe 7-8 minutes of stuff that I really want to see. The rest is commercials and tennis highlights.
Don't they have that on demand? ESPN on demand?
No.
No?
I mean, I suppose I could watch another channel. But I guess I
Animal Planet.
No.
You can watch Animal Precinct.
So anyways, getting back to the dude, the tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up like, I don't know what the technical term is, but he hit the line
mm-hmm.
and the ball went out. And he had to serve, so they give him the ball. He like looks over at the guy he's playing against, and then he looks up into the stands. And he hucks the fucking ball at the kid.
Are you serious?
In the crowd.
That is fucking awesome.
Because the kid was crying and I was just like, yeah! that kid.
I wish I could do that kind of stuff.
Just be huck awesome. A tennis ball at a kid's head?
Like kick a kid in the face. Just walk by and, you know, it's okay because he'd be crying or running around, you know, putting things in different places. And then I'll just go up to him and kick him right in the face.
I don't think you would feel that way if it was your child, though.
I would.
You would want to kick your own child in the face?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They irritate me. You know,
Child Protective Services is going to listen to this in 10 years.
I just wish you could.
After you've kicked our fucking child in the face. Fell down the stairs.
But, I mean, really, don't you wish you could, you know, like, do what you really want to do and then be able to reverse time and then just do it again? Because that way you could do it, but then you wouldn't get the consequences of it. Or once a year or, you know, a couple times a year, you're actually permitted to do it. You know, like, this is only my first time.
Yeah.
You know, this is okay. This is only my first time. And then the mom's like,
this is the first time I've bashed your child in the face.
Yeah. You can't do things that would, you know,
I don't think the mom would be fine with that.
It would be the law. She'd have to be fine.
You know, my brother, one time we were walking through a parking lot and there was this kid. You know how kids like to stare at you?
Mm-mm. Well, that's the biggest reason why I don't want to have kids.
Because they stare at you?
Yeah, they stare right into your soul. And you don't know what they're thinking.
I think that's babies, though, isn't it?
Both. You don't know what they're
thinking. They're kind of like little monkeys when they're – before they reach that kind of like age of reason, you know, like they're just walking around bashing shit, sticking everything they can find in their mouth, and they stare at you with those cold, dead, black eyes.
It's like that story you were telling me about the 4-month-old kid being killed by her 2-year-old older sister because the kid just like took her head and slammed her head into the floor. And her parents woke up, and she was, like, holding the baby, and it was dead.
Yeah.
And she
it had been dead for a while, too.
Yeah, and there was, like, bite marks all over it because she was jealous of it. Yeah. Kids are they're creepy as hell. they don't know wrong or right. They could go either way.
Yeah.
Wrong thing, you say the wrong thing, you wake up with a knife in your throat.
Yeah.
Because your kid stabbed you.
I'm scared to death of children.
Yeah, very.
Anyways, my brother's walking through the parking lot, and he's smoking a cigarette. And he's got it down to almost the butt. And he just, like, almost flicked the cigarette at the kid as he was walking by.
That
was just like,
awesome.
That would have been the greatest thing ever. Just flick that fucking cigarette right at that kid's face as he's staring at him. It'd be so awesome.
Go!
I don't believe in anything, as we talked about last time on the show.
What do you mean, anything?
I don't really believe in you know, 90% of the things that people throw out that are like, oh, this is, you know, Jesus is real.
Oh, well, we didn't talk about that, but
you know, power bracelet thing. Yeah. But by the way, I've since, you know, because we were kind of on vacation there,
mm-hmm.
got home,
mm-hmm.
power bracelet, not doing anything to me now. I could have it on. I could not have it on. Pretty sure that the only reason I had more energy is because I was on vacation. And I was relaxed and I was in a place that I enjoyed, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is...
But that could be because you have time. You had time to notice how you were feeling.
Yeah.
Now we're back into the grind and you're just used to just going, going, going.
Uh-huh.
Things are different. For me, I naturally... take a moment out of my day.
Are you still feeling anything from this? You know, again, I don't want to sell it, but are you actually still feeling something from this? Because mm-hmm. I'm not feeling jack shit anymore. Doesn't matter if I have it on or not.
No, I am. And I even had my friend try it on, and I didn't tell her what it did. I was like, hey, try this. And I did it on her, and it worked.
Yeah.
So I think that just like everything, you get used to how things feel.
Yeah.
So if you were to like leave it off, I bet you I'm challenging you. So here's a challenge: leave it off for an entire week,
mm-hmm.
entire week. Don't even touch it, and then put it on again, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
That's your challenge.
I saw a thing online that was trying to debunk the wristbands that the people, when you go out and buy them. That this is the way that they do it, is they just don't push as hard
mm-hmm.
when they do it. But well, that doesn't explain when you do it at home. Like, yeah. Does nobody try it when they get home?
Maybe they don't have somebody at home to help try out.
Just fucking...
They're loners.
Lonely mole people just go home to their fucking cave.
And loners are the only people that, you know, go online and actually... write in forms.
Yeah.
They're the only ones who have time.
That's totally true. I have never seen anybody who writes in forums and shit who has, like, anything in their life. Unless they're, like, you know, a professional. Like, a professional forum, usually mm-hmm. that's something, you know?
Right.
And they can never spell. Nobody can ever spell anymore. Like, you read anything in a forum. Like, I occasionally, when I'm playing a video game, I'll try and look up and like, what the hell am I doing wrong here, you know? And I'll look, and there's not a single person who has like put together a coherent, complete sentence that is properly punctuated, has, you know, no misspellings in it. There's never an occasion of that, ever.
But that's the internet speak. They think that just because they're on the internet, they don't have to... you know, use proper grammar.
It's frightening. It's frightening.
It is.
For the future, you know, that nobody can fucking write anymore.
Well, I remember a story that was talking about a teacher was starting to let children, you know, in their classes write in the way that they would write online.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
I've seen that what? In syllabuses, like syllabi. I think it's called, I think it's the plural of syllabus is syllabi.
No, I think it's just the syllabus.
The syllabus.
Yeah.
Anyways, I've seen that on syllabuses. Syllabus. On the syllabus. where it says, don't use internet speak.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? You have to tell people this?
Yeah.
Are people that fucking dumb? But anyways, so. Getting back to my original point, I don't believe in anything. And I have always been kind of fascinated with ghosts and shit. I've watched countless ghost shows, you know,
mm-hmm.
ghost hunting shows, ghost stories. I've read ghost stories, you know, they always kind of fascinate me and they always kind of make me think, you know, but I have never seen any evidence in my entire life that makes me go, yeah, ghosts are real.
Right.
And the more TV shows and shit that I watch, the more I don't believe in it.
See, but that's the wrong thing to think about, because people that go out of their way to tell the stories usually aren't credible. I mean, if something really happened to somebody, they're either going to be scared to talk about it, they're going to think that they, you know, other people are going to think they're crazy, you know, so they, you know, normal people probably wouldn't talk too much about it. They're not going to, you know, tell their stories on TV. It's the people who want their 15 minutes of fame who are going to tell a story. And they're probably not even reputable at all.
Well, first of all, why do you believe in ghosts? You had an experience, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe in ghosts because my entire family saw one when I was little. We lived in this house on Peachy Street, and we were all sitting there watching TV. It was me, my mom, my sister, my brother, I think both of my brothers were there, and we're just sitting there watching TV, and my sister just screams bloody murder. Like, the most horrible scream you can even think of came out of her, and we all just, like, are freaking out. We're like, what the hell? And she's looking down the hallway, and we see this black mass, no legs, no arms, but it seemed like it was a body, come out of the bathroom, or it had come out of the bathroom. We didn't actually see it come out of the bathroom, but it was right in front of the door. And it stopped, and it was like it looked at us.
How do you know it looked
and
at
then,
you?
Well, it just you know, seems like it looked at us, like it, because it just stopped, you know, and just stood there, or floated
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just frozen. All of us were just looking at it, and it started moving towards the back room where me and my sister slept,
mm-hmm.
and it just started moving that way. And all of us booked it out of the freaking door as fast as we freaking can. And I was the last one out. And to this day, I hate things being open behind my back because I feel like something's there. But anyway, mm-hmm. we ran out of the house, ran to our next door neighbor, and we stayed there the entire night. We didn't want to go back to the house at all. My mom, my older brothers, my sister, me. I mean,
uh-huh.
to have us all see it, that's one thing, you know?
Well, here's what I think, like, you know, explaining stuff like that, and 95% of the things that I see in ghosts, you know, shows and all that kind of stuff is just like, well, it could be this, could be that, could be anything. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, here's a cold spot, here's electromagnetic field here.
I never felt that kind of stuff.
That could be explained by the Earth.
Yeah, but you have to remember, okay, all, you know, in the, you know, olden times, people used to think fire was magic. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we finally learned what it was.
Yeah.
And so ghosts, or, you know, whatever they are the same thing. We don't know what they are yet, but yeah, sure, they can all be explained. I'm sure there's...
I think there's a perfectly scientific reason that you see stuff like that. Like, I think it's something where things get trapped, which would be the definition of ghost, is like it's just an echo of
right,
something
then,
that happened in the past. Like it's just something stuck.
Yeah, but
that's
then if
there.
You're thinking
or
about that.
Or there's like some sort of chemical balance that's happening in the earth or something that happens below the surface that causes something to happen at the surface. All of a sudden you're seeing stuff like that. Like they say that there's actually black holes on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
In different spots, you know, stuff like that. Like, we're just now finding shit like that out. So, to me, there's got to be a perfectly scientific explanation
see,
for ghosts.
See, but then you can't say that you don't believe in ghosts, because you do, obviously, because
but
you
I don't
think
believe
that it's
a dead person walking around.
Right, I know, but you do believe in it in some form. It's just that you don't believe that it's what they are thinking it is. I'm not saying the thing I saw was a person. I don't know if it was a person. I mean, it was kind of too short to be a person. It was like a baby size or like a toddler size. But
really? So it was like up to your knee, or was it floating in the air? Like
probably like three. Was this 3 feet? Three, 4 feet.
They can't see your
I'm
hands.
Talking to you, not the people. What is this?
I don't know. Whatever.
I think it's like 3 or 4 feet. So like a child size. It wasn't like up in the air like an adult would be. It was mm-hmm. low to the ground. So Who knows what the fuck it was. But, you know, we all saw it. And I know that these things, you know, do exist. I just don't know what they are. So you saying that you don't believe it is wrong. You shouldn't say, I don't believe it. You should just say, I don't think they're ghosts.
I don't think it's people.
Dead people.
I don't think it's people at all. Even when you see a person, mm-hmm. I don't think it's like a dead person like coming back. I think it may be some sort of reflection.
Well, you
like
know what
the
they
earth
say.
Trapped something, you know, in that spot.
Well, you have to remember, they say time is all at once. So maybe it's just you're seeing a point in time where that actually was, because it's supposed to be happening all at one time. Who knows?
What's always creeped me out, the worst ones that I hear about that I am always freaked out about, is the ones where you're sleeping and you wake up and something's standing over you, like looking down at you. That shit freaks me out, mostly because I don't really want to be stabbed by somebody while I'm at home, you know, sleeping.
Well, that was one of my things when I was little was, you know, I was scared of aliens, as I've told you before. Yeah. I used to lay in my bed and put every single stuffed animal I had right on top of me so I would look like a pile of stuffed animals. And I would put one right on my face so that, it, you know, if an alien came in, he would know I was there. Or ghosts, because I thought of ghosts standing right there looking at me.
Yeah.
So none of
that's
them.
That's hardcore.
I know.
That's hardcore.
None of them.
There.
It is. None of them would know I was there. And you know me. I toss and turn all the time.
Yeah.
So when I was little, I would toss and turn all the time. But during this time in my life, I was terrified. I wouldn't move an inch. All the stuffed animals would be staying right in the same spot. I'd still have that stuffed animal right on my face, and you couldn't tell. And I'd just stay there as still as I possibly could all night long, so they wouldn't know. An alien wouldn't know I was there and take me up. He'd just be like, oh, it's a stuffed animal.
Did your mom ever, like, send you to counseling?
No. I don't think she ever really paid attention to that. I think I hit it pretty well.
I told you about the thing where, I think it was in, like, Toronto or something like that, where this new house was built. And these kids from I think it was either a local college or it was a college in the States, like an MIT or something like that. But these kids wanted to do an experiment. So they go to this house. This house is, you know, brand new land. Nothing had ever been there before, you know, as far as I knew. But they built this brand new house, and they went in and just started concentrating on an image of a little boy named something or other, like Nathan or something like that. They sat there and thought about it, and they do like they like sit around in a circle and just think about this little boy, and then they would start like saying things out loud about this kid and stuff. And they did this for like 6 months. They would do this like every weekend. They'd go up to this house and do this, you know, little thing where they'd
sit
there.
And they were paid to do this?
I don't know. I don't know if this is real or I'm just, you know, somebody wrote this down and made it up. But this is, you know, supposedly this was a real study that actually happened.
Right.
So they did this for like 6 months. They concentrated on this little boy, and then they brought in other people and they had them use a Ouija board in the house and start asking questions. And guess who fucking responds? The little boy named Nathan responds to him and starts answering questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I think a lot of the times, because you always hear about like the little kid who is, you know, seeing ghosts and shit and stuff starts happening around that little kid, like the kid's got a poltergeist type of thing, you know. And I really do think that there's something inherently, that, like there's something mentally that we don't know about that we can do as people. And, you know, I've always said that image of God, I've never talked about my religious beliefs ever in any of these things. But my image, if there is a God, it lies in every living thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we just kind of inherently connect with each other.
Right.
And basically your consciousness is God. So, like, everything, all energy is just, that's God.
Right.
But it's not really God. It's just our connection to one another, mm-hmm. and our beliefs that we shouldn't do bad things to each other. Anyways, so I think that a lot of ghost things can be explained by people. And I also think that when you wake up and you see something standing over your bed, 90% of the time is because you're still fucking dreaming. Like I told you, the other night I woke up and I had a bloody nose, and it was in the middle of the night, and it was scared to death.
Right.
Because my brain was making up all sorts of shit about, oh, I got cancer, I'm gonna die. Like, I was just freaking out. I was scared to death because my brain was inventing all of this shit because I was still, like, asleep. I woke up out of a dead sleep because my nose started bleeding because, you know, my nose, I have bloody noses all the time because every time it starts to get dry. Especially in our house, because Sheena likes to leave the fucking heater on all the time in our house, which dries our house out, which gives me a bloody nose. I get bloody noses all the time.
Yep.
So, you know, I knew that there was nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. It's just because it was out of a dead sleep and my brain was still in dream mode, it invented stuff. And I think that happens a lot of time when people wake up and they think they see, like, their dead relative standing in their room.
They said that's a lot of the situations where people think they've been abducted. They'll wake up and they're paralyzed and they can't move. Mm-hmm. That's like a natural thing. When mm-hmm. when you fall asleep, your body or your brain secretes this stuff to keep you from moving around while you're dreaming. Because if you didn't, you'd be running around in your sleep, literally. And you'd be waking yourself up. So this stuff puts you, you know, so you can't move. And so these people, their brains will wake up before the effects have worn off, and they'll think they're being abducted. And because they are paralyzed with this fear as well, they'll imagine that they're being abducted.
Yeah.
But they never really were.
Yeah. There's certain people who don't have enough of that, whatever that chemical is.
Yeah, and they sleepwalk and kill their parents.
Like Mike Birbiglia, he's a stand-up comedian. He did this whole stretch of shows where he was talking about his experiences where he sleepwalked. Can't think of plurals.
Where he was sleepwalking. I don't know.
He was sleepwalking, and he does all kinds of crazy stuff, and, you know, he tells it from a funny perspective. But there was one where he jumped out of a window. It was like a 2 or 3 story hotel room window.
Wow.
That he jumped out of, and he broke his ankle jumping out of the fucking window because he thought the place was on fire, and he, like, broke the window out and all sorts of shit, and
scary.
That's crazy.
Well, ever since I started making those noises when I sleep, I think I'm going to wake up and start, you know, or be asleep and start sleepwalking. That freaks me out.
Yeah, I still remember the time you punched me in the face when you were sleeping.
That was so good. That was great.
It's the middle of fucking night. Like, I don't know if you've been woken up out of a dead sleep by somebody smacking you in the face.
No, it was a closed fist.
Yeah. Well,
but I hit you more on the head because
I don't think it was like you were meaning to do it. You were having some sort of dream, right?
Yeah. The last couple nights I was dreaming that I couldn't hit somebody, and it was really pissing me off. And so this time I was sort of conscious in my dream. I don't know. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to punch this freaking hard as I possibly can. And so I punched, and that's when I, like, sort of woke up because I had punched you in the head. And you just...
I'm glad that I was the benefactor of your lucid dreaming experiment.
I went to sleep immediately after, but I remember, you know, waking up
and then
hitting
I had
you.
A bloody nose. And then I went and freaked out. I got leukemia in the bathroom. All right, well, we should probably wrap up the show off that note. So, as always, if you have anything you want to talk to us about, any suggestions, anything that your heart desires to talk to us about. We may or may not take anything you say under recommendation, but we'll read everything you send in, and if it's good, we'll read it on the show.
Yes, I would like some ideas.
You would like some ideas?
Well, I mean, just some interesting stories. I always like giving people at work just some interesting facts.
Anyways, you can send that to boahpodcast@gmail.com, just like it's written, BWAAAH. Remember the three A's, because that's important.
It's not boah.podcast?
No, it's boahpodcast@gmail. Mm. And then you can find us on iTunes and boah.podomatic.com, which is kind of our homepage, but not really. Basically, the iTunes page should just be your first point of go look at that. Or go to the Hoofcast page on Facebook.
Like nice. A salesman. Nice lead in.
Yeah. Anyways, that's Bois for this time around. That's this episode of Bois. I'm Patrick.
I'm Sheena. And whatever you do, don't punch a kid in the face.
Or rape it.